This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. Anthony is starting.
So today, we're going to start with a reading from the Book of Heaven that Jesus told servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, of how to live in his divine will in union with him. In these past days, my always lovable Jesus felt like speaking about his holy will. He would come and say a few words and escape. And Jesus, I remember when he said to me, "My daughter, with one who does my will, I feel as though the duty to give her my virtues, my beauty, my strength. In a word, everything that I am, if I did not give it to her, I would deny it to myself. The one who does my holy will and lives in my holy will." See, Jesus later goes on to describe that his will is a flame and love is the heat that that flame produces. And the more we are filled with the will of God, the more love and heat that we emanate. See, when we pray, we're not really called to pray to receive things. We're pray so that we can open ourselves up to come into a place of union with the Lord Jesus Christ. And from this place of union, we begin to hear his voice and have the grace to do what he calls us to do. When we first come to the Lord, we're like a child, and the Lord is outside of us, and he gives us commands of what we do. But as we mature in the Spirit, the will of God begins to reign within us, and our wills become fused together. And the Lord no longer says, when I say, "What do you want, Lord?" He'll say, "Anthony, what do you want? What do you want?" Because he knows that I would never choose anything that is outside of his will. See, we need to be able to communicate the gospel effectively. Amen. We want to be able to work in the gifts of the Spirit, to heal the sick, to pray in tongues, to prophesy. But what we need is a place of divine union with the Lord. Well, when you're in your room and you're praying, you're not praying that, "God, I need this and this and this." You're opening up your spirit to receive the light, to receive the grace, to receive that line from heaven to earth, that you know that Jesus Christ dwells in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he not only begins to direct your life, but you're filled with the grace to do what he's calling to you. See, love isn't only about words. It's about action. It's about action, but it's only God that allows us, first, the inspiration to do what he calls us to do, but second, that grace to do it. He's both the actor and the spectator, and we are just his willing vessel.
How I need to live the will of God. And the will of God is that I surrender my life unto the Lord Jesus. That's the will of God for you, that you surrender your life to the person of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. Things begin to happen when we surrender our lives. St. Paul said, "I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me." We are called to allow our Lord to live his life through us. It starts simple. It starts simple, maybe. It starts with prayer in the morning. But it doesn't continue with prayer in the morning. God wants the rest of the day to be his. Rest of the day that he pours out his Spirit upon us so that we can do his will. You see, the will of God is in the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's a wonderful will. You see, it's God's will today to touch people who are listening. It's God's will today that we who are listening and speaking, that we would give our whole life back to Jesus. That's God's will. That I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live by grace and faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You are called to live the life of Christ, the life of Jesus. That's who you are. You are in Christ Jesus. Your world needs the anointing of the presence of Jesus. You see, these radio programs, they don't need more of me and more of Anthony. These radio programs need more of the presence of Jesus so that people's lives will be changed. It's not us who change people's lives. The Lord Jesus does it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Has your life been changed by the Holy Spirit? Have you experienced a new Pentecost? Have you experienced being born again by the Spirit of God? That happened at baptism when I was 40 days old. But when I was 21, I experienced the new birth that happened when I was 40 days old. I met Jesus. That's God's will, that you meet Jesus. Not when you die, but now. Because he says, I stand at the door and I knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with him. He's knocking on the door of your life. He will never force his way in. He waits for you and he waits for me to invite him. No invitation, he doesn't come. It's as simple as that.
And once he's in there, you gotta let him reign, rule and reign over your life by the will of God. See, Jesus came to fulfill the Father's will upon this earth. And he loved the will of God more than anything. It took him to the cross. Now, the Lord has a will for your life. And we got to learn to love, obey, and serve the perfect divine will of God. Because God's plans are perfect for us. They are perfect. And we are called to receive the heavenly glory by allowing Jesus to be in driver's seat. And we're in passenger seat. You know, in Thessalonians, it tells us the will of God. Three things. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And I love what he says next. Do not quench the Spirit. See, we can quench the Holy Spirit by getting into ourselves. But if we do these three things, we'll live a life marked in eternity for Christ. We'll do such marvelous works. I need to do them as well. Rejoice always. See, I can't only rejoice when I like what's happening. I got to understand that everything that's occurring is in the permissive will of God. So I rejoice in all situations. Pray without ceasing. See, if you have the gift of prayer, you'll produce so much fruit. And it's not just, okay, I did my 15 minutes of prayer. When St. Paul says pray without ceasing, it's that you're calling Jesus into all of your actions. And you're giving him attention through everything you do. All right, it's time to go to work. Jesus, come work in my hands. Come think in my mind. Come speak in my voice. You need me to cook dinner? Let's do it together, Lord Jesus. I place my love you in every food that I cook, Lord. I cook this with love for the glory of you, Lord. It's really simple. Just include Jesus in everything you do. How good is that? That we are created by a God who wants to be completely inclusive in your life. And he wants you to do, he wants to you to allow him to do everything for through you and for you, and give thanks in all things. You know, I was listening to this pastor tell a story about Corey Ten Boom, who was a Christian, who was hiding the Jews during the Holocaust. And she got caught with her family, and they were brought into a concentration camp. And in the camp, they were still, she had a Bible in there somehow, but she was still thanking God and praying. But then her section got overshadowed with flies. And you know, the flies were just too much for, I think maybe her daughter, whoever was in the family. And they were like, I can handle being in the concentration camp. I can handle being persecuted. But I can't handle these flies. Like, I give up, because they were being covered in flies. And they had the Bible, and they went to 2 Thessalonians, and they said, we have the answer. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. So she said, start thanking the Lord for the flies. Start thanking for the Lord for the flies that are biting you and eating you. And she said, I can't, it's too much. But they started giving thanks for the flies. Now, in their section of the camp, they began to do a Bible study, which was strictly outlawed. And they would have the Bible study, and I think they said over 800 people, Jewish people, came to the Lord. And no one knows why the guards would allow them to have the Bible study. So they were released later on. And they asked the guards, why could we do the Bible study? Why would you never stop it? They said, oh, no guard would ever come to your section because it was infested with the flies. And it was infested with the flies. So, you know, the one thing that you feel in your life is the hardest thing that you're going through, that could be the grace of God on your life. That could be God's actual protection with you. Because if the flies was never in their cell block, they would have never been able to preach the gospel and lead all those people to the Lord. You see, God works in such mysterious, sometimes a little unpleasant, sometimes ways in which we can't conceive it at the time. But the Lord is very simple in what he calls us to do. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances.
We thank you, Jesus, for the people who are listening today. We thank you, Jesus, that as we celebrate your birth, you fill us with the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, that we have the ability to be on the air today to tell people nothing is impossible with God. Whatever you're going through, nothing is impossible with God. He has a will and a plan for you in the midst of all your darkness. A will and a plan. And only you can say yes to that. And only I can say yes to that. I can't wait for someone else. I need to say yes, Lord, to your will and your plan for me. I surrender my ways to you. I want to live for you, Jesus. No matter what happens, I want to live for you. I want to wake up in the morning and say, Lord Jesus, I'm yours. I want to go to bed at night and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender. He's so real. He's got a plan for you. A plan and a purpose. You don't know it, but you can know it. Tell him, Lord, I want to know your plan and your purpose for me. I want to know it, and I want to live it in Jesus' name.
And the Lord, he doesn't reveal the whole plan to us, because you know what we would do? We think we know better than Jesus. Me too. And we try to make shortcuts and skip steps. All it is one step at a time. Little steps, little sacrifices, little commitments to the Lord. Day by day, moment by moment. And as the Lord sees we can be trusted with little, he begins to trust us with the greater. The life of the Spirit is all about stewardship. With prayer, with the anointing, with finances. As we steward the little that God has given to us, then he increases it, and he increases it. As we operate by the principles of that the Lord Jesus has set before us. You know, we don't want to be people who are stuck our whole lives fighting with ourselves and fighting with the will of God. I told a story the other day that when I first came to the Lord and I was praising and worshiping, a very handsome haircut, and the Lord inspired me to go shave my head. So I just said, yes, Lord, and I did it because it was his will. But if I fought with the Lord, I said, well, Lord, God doesn't care if I shave my head. If I fought with the Lord and said, you know, I don't want to do it, it could be 5 years later, and I could still be battling with the Lord about that one thing. And I would never have been able to progress in the Spirit. Because a proper gift to the Lord is our obedience. Even more than sacrifice, he's looking for our obedience. When we fast, when we pray, when we give, it's to cultivate a spirit of obedience to the Lord. Knowing that I can trust him with every part of my life. That when he tells me to give, I give. When he tells me to pray, I pray. When he tells me to surrender, I surrender. In the life of the Spirit, it's not comfortable. It's definitely not comfortable. You know, it's a sacrificial life. But it's a life that allow it, because we're breaking down our flesh and we're breaking down our walls. So the Lord can expand our spirit so he can have a greater realm to reign within us. You know, a lot of people, they see maybe me or Father, we do a lot of ministry, do a lot of preaching and praying. And people like, oh, I want to do the ministry. And I'm like, you got it backwards. You got to learn how to pray. You got to learn how to surrender to the Lord. See, I don't have a great desire. I mean, the greatest gift God has given to me is the ability to speak to you on the radio. But my desire is him. Jesus alone is my desire. And as I wake up and I seek the face of the Lord and I get into prayer, I just pray till the Lord kicks me out. And then I'm walking with the Lord and he's speaking to me and he's inspiring me and he's enlightening me the works that he is calling me to do for that day. I never go and say, I'm going to evangelize. You know, we just walk with the Lord, loving on Jesus. The upward cross, that's our relationship. The upward beam of the cross is our relationship with God. And when that's established, the horizontal beam is us being used to draw other people to him. But first, Jesus doesn't need you to do anything for him. He needs you to surrender to his love, to get into a place of prayer. And they're just little things every day. Do what he's calling you to do every single day. Sacrifice what he's calling you to sacrifice. And as you do that, watch what happens. He'll call you for more and more if that is your heart's desire. There's someone here, you're drinking 5 cups of coffee a day. It's too much. You know, everything in the spirit, it's neutral. Coffee is good, and it can be used for the kingdom of God. But when you're so dependent on it, your flesh is so high, you're not able to experience the spirit. Maybe today, do 4, do 3. Just cut down, and you'll be able to experience God in a new and more powerful way.
I live, no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We live by faith and not by sight. We do these broadcasts living by faith. I had no idea who's watching or who's listening. Anthony has no idea. The only thing we can be is faithful to what he calls us to do at 11:30 in the morning. And that's to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. So we are faithful to that. And the Lord, by his Holy Spirit, blesses people. Blesses people. Like someone who just snapped on the radio today. Never heard us. Never heard Christian radio. And he is touched by the grace of God. They're wonderful things. Wonderful things. God wants to do wonderful things for you, to you, and through you.
Amen.
Wonderful things. I'm not satisfied with what I have. I want more. More of obedience to Jesus. What's obedience? It has to do with listening. Listening and giving myself back to the Lord Jesus Christ. I live no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. And I'm going to tell you a secret. Many times, I live and he does not live in me. Because I want my way. I tell you, when I live my way, nothing happens. Nothing happens. When I give my life over to him for today, wonderful things begin to happen. He opens up roads that I never could open up. Like, we're on the radio every day. We've been chosen to do this by God's grace. He hasn't chosen other people. But we have a responsibility to proclaim Jesus, not ourselves. To proclaim the Holy Spirit's power, not ourselves. To proclaim the Word of God, not ourselves. Oh, the Word of God working through us. Hallelujah. But I tell you, God has something for you today that only he can give you. But you've got to accept it. If you don't accept it, you'll never use it. I accepted the call to be on radio by the grace of God. And so, you know what happens? God blesses people as long as we proclaim Jesus. Maybe today you're the first one who listened. You never heard us before. You snapped on the radio. And God's talking to you. Isn't it wonderful?
Not only is God speaking to you, I see an image of the Lord Jesus. His hand is just reaching out. His love touching your head and filling you with the love of the Holy Spirit, inspiring you with the grace of God, so that you have the ability not only to hear the inward word of God, but the grace to do what the Lord Jesus is calling you to do. Everything is by grace. Without God's grace, we couldn't breathe. Our heartbeat wouldn't beat. That the Lord Jesus sustains us in every way. And all we are called to do is give our thanksgiving and our love to the Lord Jesus Christ. Give our mind, give our heart, give our will, give our body as a living sacrifice to the Lord Jesus Christ. That it is no longer you who live, but Christ Jesus who lives through you. To allow the Lord to fill you with his light. See, if I wasn't preaching, I'd be at the monastery with the monks. That's not God's will for me. I wish it was it for a long time, but it wasn't. So it's a sacrifice to be in the world. But God blesses me, and I love serving the Lord in the world. But you see, these monks, they go for divine union with Christ. They're praying and releasing and just loving God. Their whole job is to love God all day long. And they are so filled with light that the light of Christ that fills them, it emanates to all the corners of the world. And that grace that comes through them, it emanates to all the corners of the world. And through them in the Spirit, people are saved. People are healed. They're drawn to Christ. God's grace comes from heaven onto this earth. But Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Anyone who comes to me will no longer walk in darkness, but be filled with the light of life. That's for you. You were created to be the light of the world, the light of your family, the light of your workplace. You are light. Like God, and in him there is no darkness. Every time we do what the Lord Jesus is inspiring us to do, we are being filled with more of God's light, more of God's heat, more of God's love. And you want to be filled with the fire of God. Say, Lord Jesus, set me on fire.
Yes.
So everyone can watch me burn.
Yes.
Will you tell the Lord, set me on fire so the world can watch me burn for you?
Yes.
And then evangelism is easy. People are either going to be drawn to you or they're going to run away from you like an inferno, because they're going to say, who is this man or woman who's so convicted, filled with life, filled with love, that when people encounter you, they encounter Jesus. They encounter another dimension of heaven where they know, if I come to this man, I will be healed. I will be filled with love, that Christ will reign in me through them. That is you. When someone encounters you, are they encountering the living God, Jesus Christ, through you?
I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me and for you.
Yes.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.